Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Yes, here I am, Lincoln Brewster, this afternoon on Spectrum. And right now we are connecting with Ria Mojapelo. Ria, welcome to Spectrum on Radio Pulpit. And how are you this afternoon, my sister?
A blessed afternoon, Mpo, to you and your listeners. I am blessed, I am preserved, and I'm still standing.
Amen.
How are you?
No, I'm good. I think the last time I saw you was like, was it 2 years ago or a year ago? You used to be a regular here at Radio Pulpit, and all of a sudden, but I think it's because COVID happened and, you know.
Absolutely.
There was minimal movement. Yeah, sure. Ria, we are faced with the pandemic. COVID is real. It is here. You know, the nation is discouraged. Some people are fearful. We are worried. You know, how do we, I don't know, what word do you have for us this afternoon?
For sure. Mpo, I want to maybe begin with addressing this issue of fear.
Yeah.
Because we know that fear is an opposition to faith.
Amen.
It's an opposition that actually threatens you with a lack of control.
Yeah.
So we, as human beings, we love to have control. So when we are faced in a situation where we do not have control of outcomes, and you would agree with me that the past year has actually taken that control away from us. We do not have control of outcomes in any way, but our freedom as human beings and our ability to influence outcomes makes us believe that we actually have control of outcome. And so when that outcome or the control of outcome is threatened, then we become fearful. We are filled with fear. So fear is not just the absence of faith, but it is the opposition to faith, because it opposes your faith. It says to you, this pandemic has come upon. It's taking our loved ones.
Yeah.
It's taking even the righteous ones. You ought to be afraid, but we know that it is an opposition to the spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind.
Amen.
Because we have not been given a spirit of fear. So when fear is operating, it is actually opposing our faith.
Sure.
Right. Now, if we look at this pandemic, it is a tragedy. It is a tragedy that has come upon us unexpectedly, and it is rolling out in a rate that is literally getting to a point where we are becoming discouraged.
Yeah.
And that is where the enemy wants us to be.
Mm.
But we need to turn to the Word of God in Psalm 46, and Psalm 46 talks about God, the refuge of his people, and the conqueror of nations.
Yeah.
And so we know, if we read, I would encourage the listeners to read the whole chapter from 1 through to verse 10. But I want to focus on verse 1, 10, and 11. And I will read it as follows.
Okay.
God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help when we are in trouble. He says, verse 10, he says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among nations. I will be exalted in all of the earth. Verse 11, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Now, this psalm invites us to trust God. It's an invitation from David to trust in the Lord's faithfulness, to trust us and to have perspective of God's faithfulness in times of trouble.
Yep.
We know that this pandemic is a natural disaster that has come upon us. We do not have control of its outcomes. But even in this natural disaster, you and I are still preserved because God still has mandate for our lives. We know that God is still wanting to show off his faithfulness.
Mm.
We are still standing, Paul, because of the faithfulness of God.
Amen.
Yes, we are losing the righteous one of God, but we are comforted by the word where Paul says, when we live, in Romans 14, verse 8, when we live for God. When we die to glorify God.
Sure.
So our lives are really for, we belong to God. So we also are comforted by the by what we read in Thessalonians, where we read that we should not mourn for the righteous as though we do not believe in Christ, for we know we shall meet them in eternal glory.
Mm.
So the Word of God encourages us on both surviving this pandemic and thriving in the outcome of this pandemic, to know that even when we lose the righteous, we know that they are resting in the Lord. We know that we shall meet them in eternal glory. So our faith needs to be stronger now than ever. We need to stand up. We need to cry out to God because we know that God is our refuge. We have not been given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. And we know that God says, be still when you are faced with these disasters, for I, the Lord, am your refuge. So what more shall we then cry out for when God is assuring us that he shall be exalted. He shall be exalted in all the nations and on all the earth. Amen.
You know, I'm listening to you, and what you're saying is so true. I mean, it's in the Word of God. You know, it's not something that you just picked up anywhere. It's in the Bible. And you know, when things happen, it's like we're quick to forget how good God is, you know. When someone dies, when we lose your job, when you don't have money to buy bread, we forget the goodness of God.
Absolutely. And I want to it's what I wrote in my upcoming book about that tragedies are divine strategies.
Sure.
That sometimes
that
in the tragedy you find the strategy. And in order for you to find the strategy, you need to allow recovery. So when tragedy hits, you almost, you know, because I also love to go back to the Israelites. And when we're in the wilderness, we know that when we face trouble, we can relate to the wilderness. When God took the Israelites out of Egypt, he said to Moses, I'm taking you from the land of Egypt to a land that is good and large, a land that is flowing of milk and honey. What God did not tell Moses and the Israelites is the journey in the wilderness, the journey between from Egypt to the promised land. One thing for sure, is the promised land remains.
Amen.
So even in the tragedy, your promised land of milk and honey remains. It doesn't change. So as you're going through the wilderness, we then rely on God's providence. We rely on God's supply. We rely on God's protection. We rely on God to see us through the wilderness so that we can make it to the promised land. And so that is why tragedy, I see it as a divine strategy, because it is in this the recovery phase that you grow in faith, you grow in character, you are refined, so that when you get to the promised land, you can deal with the issues of the promised land. My God. So whether it's retrenchment, whether it's job loss, or you're losing a loved one, that is a tragedy. And it is in the tragedy that as you recover, you get the strategy, my God.
In tragedy, there is a strategy. I like that. Family, I am speaking to Ria Mojapelu this afternoon. She's the minister of the Word of God, and she's encouraging us. She's encouraging us with what's in the Bible. I love that what she's, you know, picking up from the book of Psalm 46. If you have your Bible with you, you can read it with her. She focused on, was it verse 1, verse 10, and
11, but
and
I would encourage,
11. Yeah,
yes, that we read the whole chapter
and
get encouragement. Yes, well, from verse 1 up until 11.
So, in your last words, someone is listening this afternoon. They're infected by the virus. They just lost their loved one. What message of encouragement can you give to them?
I want to encourage you that God never fails. God is faithful in his promises. And God is not man that he will lie, nor the son of man that he will change his mind. So he has promised us to give us healing. He has promised us to comfort us.
Yeah.
He has promised us to take us when the rivers, when you go through the rivers, you will not drown. When you go through the fires, you will not burn. And so we need to stand on that word that for those that have departed, when they depart in the Lord, they actually glorify God because they belong to God. And so we need to then stand on that truth that they are resting in eternal glory. We shall meet them in eternal glory. And as you are going through the disease, trust in the Lord, because God, or the virus rather, trust in the Lord's healing, trust in the Lord's faithfulness. Do not be afraid, because when you are afraid, you are actually giving in to the opposition of your faith. When you are being afraid, you are letting go of the spirit. Actually, you are suppressing the spirit that is within you. And so stand on the truth that you should not be afraid, because surely God is your refuge, and He is the conqueror of any natural disaster, any disease, any virus, anything that is opposing your faith. So stand firm in your faith, and do not be afraid, because God never fails.
Amen. God never fails. Can you now please lead us in prayer?
Yes.
Let's pray.
Father, we come before you. Yes. Father, we come before you right now with thanksgiving and praise. Lord, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor in these times that we find ourselves in as a nation. Oh, Father God, we just want to thank you that we are still standing. Even though we are losing our loved ones, we know that you have preserved our lives for a purpose. We know that we still have a purpose to fulfill. And so, Father, I thank you that, Father, your hand, you are stretching out your hand of healing upon your children. Oh, Father God, heal them. Heal their hearts, Father God. Comfort them, Father. Be their strength during this time of difficulty, adversity, and whatever opposition that is coming from the enemy. Father, I pray, Father, that you will thwart every plotting and scheming of the devil. Father, thank you. Oh, for the comfort. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Spirit of the living God, that you are meeting all of us at our point of need, Father. I know that we shall receive double for our trouble. I'm declaring, Father God, double for our trouble. And I thank you that, Father, you are our refuge during this time. Thank you, O God. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. If the family would like to connect with you, do you have a ministry number we can contact you on?
Yes, they can contact me on 083-868-9190. I'll repeat that, 083-868-9190.
Thank you so much, Ria Mojapelo. Once the COVID dust settles, I'm definitely having you in the studio.
Oh, definitely. I can't wait to see you again. We shall meet again very soon, my sister.
Okay, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you too. Amen.
Amen. That was Ria Mojapelo family. You can get her on 083-868-9190. Here is Fritz de Groot with Heaven Come.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.